Well, brethren, it's time for the Vesper service, as you see on your program. And the way that the Vesper service will work this evening is we'll have five selections. Brother Mark Davis has a choral group he's arranged, or a couple of them, and we'll go right into that. Depending on how the time goes, we'll have a closing hymn. And so that's our program for just this next 30 minutes. And now Brother Mark Davis will bring up his choral groups.
Well, good evening, dear brethren. We're glad you could stay for our final session for this evening, and we've certainly enjoyed the lessons and the fellowship this day has brought forth. We brought a special chorus in from all parts of the country tonight to be with you here to sing a few hymns. We have five selections we'd like to sing, some dear songs that we all cherish, Because He Lives. You may have heard of this song, a very popular song about our Lord's resurrection. And in the dawning, O beloved, and Jesus is mine and nearer, still nearer, and blessed assurance. And then we're planning to close with all the congregation singing, Abide with me, 'tis eventide. So we hope you enjoy this Vesper fellowship of these songs we prepared.
Because I know He holds the future, shall see his face at last. Now the world is filled with tumult. Satan seeks to burn his home. Fear thou not, O dearly beloved, by your Savior you
as an all.
We can go right into the closing hymn, the congregational singing of hymn number 8A, and Abide With Me This Eventide for our closing hymn.
Thank you.
25th, and we'll ask Brother Robin Rice to read the Songs of the Night for May 25th.
Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Ephesians 6:10. Here we have an exhortation applicable to the people of God at all times and under all conditions and under all circumstances. It would have applied to Samson in his day as a natural man, a servant. And it applies to us of today who are new creatures in Christ, servant sons of the Most High. If we look back to Samson and all the ancient worthies recounted by the apostle, we note that the secret of their strength of character, by which they endured and overcame, resided in their faith in God and in the promises. And so it must be with us. But there is a difference between faith and credulity. The latter, credulity, may give a spirit of energy, but will not endure. The former, faith, is the power of God, which enables us to endure all things as good soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ, soldiers of the truth, soldiers of righteousness, fighting against sin and error and all ungodliness, including the artful wiles of the adversary, by which he would deceive us and the whole world, misrepresenting the divine character by the doctrines of devils foisted upon the Lord's people during the dark ages to the blinding of the eyes of their understanding. Now, in the Lord's providence, our eyes are becoming more and more opened in harmony with the apostles' prayer. I pray for you that you may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Ephesians 6:10.